Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, we feature the 2018 Young Farmer of the Year, Nicholas Anderson. Stay with us to find out more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Learn more facts about the Disability Act.
I have a disability. I am getting married and guess what? You can't stop me.
Under the Act? That would be discrimination. You also have to make reasonable arrangements to accommodate persons with disabilities, like ramps, sign language interpreters, or special computer software.
Make a start and play your part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the Act.
When Nicholas Anderson decided to venture into farming 7 years ago, it was not his first career choice. He wanted to be an artist, but he has no regrets. Through farming, Mr. Anderson has been able to sustain himself and his family and create employment for 18 other persons, including relatives and people from surrounding communities. Even though he grew up in rural Jamaica with his grandparents who reared goats, the concept of farming was still foreign to him.
It wasn't really my intention either. It wasn't really my dream. It just worked itself.
When his first attempt at farming, rearing pigs, failed, Nicholas was not deterred. He instead decided to plant a small plot of ginger after hearing about the Agriculture Ministry's Export Division Ginger Supply Program. The initiative involved farmers growing and selling their ginger crops to the Export Division to supply the Japanese market.
I started out with 250 pounds. And after that, reaping the 250 pounds, I get 18 bags, 1,800 pounds. And I plant 1,800 pounds again and sell and make an increase again, plant an acre.
He now harvests thousands of pounds of ginger. The 31-year-old who hails from Reckford in Clarendon copped the coveted title of Young Farmer of the Year during the recent staging of the Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show. He was also crowned Champion Ginger Farmer.
It's a very good feeling to know that my era where I'm from, it's a farming era. It's a straight farming here. And you never have anyone in my era who has risen to the level where I'm at my age. You never have that. So it's a great feeling for me. It's a great accomplishment.
Nicholas, who works with his uncle, now operates his own farm on 16 acres of land, a parcel of which is leased and some owned by his grandfather. He cultivates other crops, including Scotch bonnet pepper, cabbage, yam, and dasheen. He is currently seeking another 20 acres of land to expand his cultivation of Scotch bonnet peppers. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Cock mouth kill cock. Translation: a cock's mouth will kill him. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Yo, when you hear what going with Mikey the other day?
Yeah, man, yo, that youth is bound for crashing on you. Him drive too hard upon the road, star.
Yo, you think of two of them you want the youth about the fast driving, and him still a kill off himself. Hey, enough of them drive like a demo and up on the road, you know. Yo, my profit late for me, I go down for door reach, you know. Arrive alive, myself.
Kill your speed before it kills you.
Your generosity knows no bounds when we need it help. You are always around.
The support and the grants what you give we, it build road, house, school and train we. And now we're doing much better, yeah.
Life is sweet if it's true with the EU.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, if you talk too much, your own words will condemn you. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for more about young champion farmer Nicholas Anderson on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.